coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Ready for some Rolling Valley Conference boys basketball action here tonight. Again, Oweva kind of sitting in that 3-4 spot in the league right now, behind both Coon Rapids, Baird, and Woodbine, who have kind of solidified themselves as the top two teams in the league. And then you've got, of course, our Weaver right behind them. Peyton Chernan, even though that overall record not where they want it to be, they've battled some injuries and some illnesses, as a lot of teams have throughout this season. But they've done a nice job playing. And we've got two of our top players maybe in the area going to be squaring off tonight. For Peyton Chernan, Trayvon Keeley was a first-team all-rewind kid a year ago. And he's been special again this year. 20.7 rebounds per game, can do a little bit of everything out on the floor. Same with Wyatt Regaller for Arweva. He was, a second-team all-rewind kid a season ago, comes in averaging 18 points, 6 rebounds a game. Both of them very good defensively, both of them extremely athletic and quick. So it's going to be a special matchup, especially if them two are defending against each other. I think the other interesting thing for me in the matchup here in this game is Bryce Stevenson is averaging 8 rebounds per game for Peyton Chernan. He is a very good rebounder. That's where he really kind of makes his hay, is on the glass. But he is going to be battling two guys that do kind of the same thing for Arweva here, in Devin Ehlers and Tyson Von Glahn. Ehlers are rebounding at 7 rebounds per game, and Von Glahn at 8. Those two guys really focus on defense and on rebounding. So I'm really wanting to watch that matchup. Who can Peyton Chernan get in there? Trayvon Keeley's an outstanding rebounder as well. So will it be him, or will it be Phoenix Hartman, or who is it going to be? Donovan Martin off of the bench is averaging 5 boards per game for them and has played well for them, especially here over the last couple of weeks. So I think those are going to be some interesting matchups here. Both of these teams come in averaging 54 points per game. Arweva gives up 49 points per game, with Peyton Chernan giving up 60 points per game. They both shoot about upper 30s from the field. Both shoot mid-20s, I should say, from the three-point line. Both right around 60% from the free throw line. Arweva, slightly better rebounding team. Arweva turns it over 12 times a game, while Peyton Chernan turns it over 18 times per game. But otherwise, this is really, when you look at just paper, this is a very even matchup. Take a look at our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for head coach Joshua Cervini and the Peyton Chernan Rockets, they'll start a senior in Phoenix Hartman, a senior in Caden Stream, a junior in Bryce Stevenson, a junior in Trayvon Keeley, and a junior in Blaise Schilling. For the Arweva Rockets tonight, they'll start a 5'9 senior in Derek Thompson, a 5'11 senior in Wyatt Regaller, a 5'10 junior in Hayden Studer, a 5'11 senior in Devin Ehlers, and a 6'2 senior in Tyson Von Glahn. And that is a look at our starting lineups here tonight on 93.7 at KKRL. Again, appreciate everybody joining us. I got some ICAM Manning kids sitting over here to my left enjoying the ball game here tonight. So hopefully they're doing well. Talking about you on the radio. Just talking about you guys on the radio. Yeah, talking about all three of you. Yes. They're looking at me like, why are you talking about me? We got the jump ball between Regaller and Keeley. It's going to be controlled by Arweva. Having left or right across your radio dial here in this first half of play. Hayden Studer with it up top. Gets it off to Regaller. Comes off a screen by Von Glahn. Rolls it over on the right side. Works the ball now into the hands of Studer. Studer with it. Off to Derek Thompson. Thompson up top. Over to Ehlers on the right side. Cut Studer down through. Up top to Regaller. Open for three. It is up. It is good. And while Regaller drains the three, Devin Ehlers with the assist. And Arweva with the early bucket will take a 3-0 lead. Peyton Chernan in their roadblock jerseys will push the ball up. They're going right to left. Arweva, of course, in their home white jerseys. Arweva with the red Rockets on the front, red numbers on the front and back. Peyton Chernan with the orange Rockets on the front and orange numbers on the front and back. Trayvon Keeley drives in, shot blocked by Wyatt Regaller. So Regaller with his first block. Rebound taken out of there by Arweva. They'll get it off to Derek Thompson, off to Studer. Peyton Chernan in a man-to-man to open things up. Studer dribbling the ball out top. Fires it right side to Ehlers. Ehlers up top again to Thompson. Over to the left side to Studer. Studer with it, looking for the lob. Nothing there. Now to Wyatt Regaller out top. Defended by Keeley. Gets around him. Penetrates down. He's going to go to the floor. The pass out is stolen away. Phoenix Hartman, Caden Stream coming up with that one. Long pass down to Keeley on the right side. Keeley gets it back out to Schilling. Schilling over to Hartman. Arweva in a man-to-man to open things up, and Phoenix Hartman's going to hit a three. And we are tied at 3-3. Our first tie here in the game. Studer with it up top. Over the left side to Regaler. Regaler defended again by Keeley. Up top to Ehlers. Over to the right side to Studer. Regaler cutting down through. Thompson pops up top. They'll get it to him. Back over to the left side now to Devin Ehlers. Up top to Regaler. Regaler looking to drive again. Now steps back. Fires up a three up short. And the rebound taken out of there by Schilling. So play Schilling with his first rebound. Gets it up top to Caden Stream. Stream is a three-point shooter. He's a threat to shoot at any chance he's got. Stevenson with it, looking to drive. Doesn't shoot it much. Now off to Hartman. Back over to Stevenson. Keeley working the baseline. Will pop out on the block. They'll come to Schilling. Left side, top of the key. Back off now to Keeley. Working against Regaler. Drives in. And we're going to get an offensive foul. Trayvon Keeley gets to that shoulder down, and he's going to be called for the offensive push-off, and that's going to be his first. And the first against the Rockets of Peyton Trudan here in this first quarter. Studer bringing it up. Blaise Schilling in will defend. Schilling trying to reach in. Got to be careful. That was nearly a foul. Now off to Regaler. Regaler rolls it over to the right side. Gets it off to Thompson. Over to Studer. Studer's going to drive in. Jump stop. Goes up for about a six-footer. It's no good. Rebound tipped back into his hand. Tyson Von Glahn up top of it. Now over to Regaler. Regaler. Looking to drive, comes off of a screen. Stevenson jumped out on him. He'll switch back as Von Glahn got it. Back over now to Studer. Attacks off the left side. Tough runner up, no good. And Bryce Stevenson will clear his first rebound of the game. He'll look to push it ahead. Bryce going to attack. Doesn't look to do that much. Lob pass now over to Schilling on the right wing. Schilling with it. Up top now. Keeley with the basketball. Keeley lurking work against Regaler. Gets it off to Hartman. Hartman up top to Schilling. Keeley posting up, trying to work. Double team will come. They kick it back to Schilling. Dump off pass is loose, and it's going to be Ehlers. He's going to be fouled on the play by Phoenix Hartman. The pass was off the fingertips of Hartman because it wasn't where it needed to be for him to catch it. And then Ehlers came up with it and is bumped and fouled. That'll be one on Hartman, two fouls on Peyton Trudan here in the quarter. Caden Stream going to check out. Donovan Martin will check in. He is wearing number 22 here tonight. 3-3 our score, 4:20 to go here, first quarter. Studer hands it off to Thompson. Thompson dribbles it over to the left side. They work the ball now into the hands of Grant Wilkin, a 6-foot sophomore who's into the game. Regaler over to Studer. Studer runs it right side off now to Thompson. Thompson gets it back off now to Wilkin. Shot clock and 8. They get it to Studer. He's going to fire up a 3. It's up off of him, no good. Tyson Von Glahn up high for the rebound, and the putback is up in good. He's gotten so much better offensively this year. It's a 5-3 lead now for Arweva. Schilling not able to handle the pass. It's going to go out of bounds, and the turnover will give it back over to Arweva. 3:42 to go here, and we're going to get a timeout called by Peyton Trudan. 3:42 left in the first quarter. We're snapping away back in 30 seconds here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Hi, this is Jim White, Chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Arweva with the basketball as we get back to action here. 3:42 to go in this first quarter of play. Tyson Von Glahn will inbound it. Peyton Trudan waiting. Blaise Schilling looking to pick up Hayden Studer right near half court. Man-to-man defense for Peyton Trudan. Studer over to the left side. Gets it off to Von Glahn. 16-footer up, in and out, no good. Wilkin battling with Stevenson, but Stevenson will clear the rebound for Peyton Trudan. Long pass down to Hartman, and the layup's up in good. So Stevenson with the bucket or the rebound and the assist. Hartman's got all 5 for Peyton Trudan. We are tied here at 5-5, our second tie. Derek Thompson threw out the left side, up no good, and Phoenix Hartman will come up with a rebound for the Rockets of Peyton Trudan. He's going to push it right side. Attacked in, and he's going to travel as he looks to kick it behind him to Blaise Schilling. Got going just a little bit too fast. Tyson Von Kwan off to Studer. Studer up across half court. Gets it down left side. Schilling knocks it away. Studer will pick it back up. Now he's over to the right side. Gets it off to Thompson. Thompson flips it over to Regaler left side. Attacks. Gets to the bucket. The layup's up good. Counts the basket. He's going to draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line. Wyatt Regaler will make it a 7-5 ball game. If that bucket should count. Foul here a moment ago. Now let's see who they put that one on. It looks like they're going to say that one was on Trayvon Keeley, number 2 on him. Regaler at the line, 70% on the season. The free throw's not being good. 8-5 our Weaver right now with the lead. Trayvon Keeley will bring it up. Three fouls on Peyton Sherdan here in the quarter. Schilling will roll it left side. Now brings it back up top. Over to Stevenson on the left wing. Donovan Martin trying to post up right now against Ehlers. Over to Keeley on the right side. Keeley looking to drive. Regaler so good defensively. And a big three from Phoenix Hartman. Caught it and flipped it in off of the wing. That'll make it a tie ball game here at 8-8. Hartman right now with all 8 points for Peyton Sherdan. Derek Thompson trying to answer with a three. It's up no good. Hartman will clear the rebound. He's going to push. Leaves it off for Schilling. The layup's up and good. To play Schilling with a tough layup. We've got our first lead change here at 10-8. We've had three tires prior to that. Regaler over on the left side. Minute 55 to go. Regaler again looks to attack. This time Schilling blocks it. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll stay with Arweaver. 23 left on the shot clock. Damon Rice checking into the ball game. He'll check in for Trayvon Keeley for Peyton Sherdan. Head coach Josh Cervini is talking right now with the officials. I think we may got a warning to the bench. Official still looking at him and talking to him. 10-8 right now. Peyton Sherdan with the lead, and now we've got the official on the far side of the floor. And we're going to get a technical foul. Going to go against Peyton Sherdan. And that's going to go on head coach Joshua Cervini. And it wasn't the official that he was talking to that called the technical foul. So that's an interesting one when the coach is having a conversation with a different official and then another official who he's not having the conversation with on the opposite side of the floor is the one that calls the technical. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. And now we get a double technical and he's gone. He has been kicked out of the game on a double technical here tonight. So Kyle Wright, his assistant, is going to be the one that's going to have to finish this game. Tom Kennedy, the girls coach, may step in and help out as well. Tom's been around these programs a long time. I have never seen that before, 27 years in the radio business, that you have a coach talking with an official that's standing a couple of feet away from him. That official gives him a warning and then continues to have the conversation. And then the official over on the far side of the field is the one that ends up calling the technical, or not on the far side of the field, on the opposite side of the court, calls the technical and then calls in for a second one. So Wyatt Regaler at the line. 70% on the season, 1-1 tonight. Free throw on the way has not been no good. Second free throw upcoming to Tom Kennedy. We may not get a chance to talk to him now at halftime of the boys' game because he is now coaching the boys' team. Free throw on the way is up and good from Regaler. 11-8 right now, or 11-10, I should say. Free throw on the way. It is up and no good. As Regaler's basket did count here a little bit ago. That tied us up. Kind of lost track of that here. Regaler only made one of the four free throws. Tom Kennedy now having a conversation with the official that called all the technical. So, Peyton Sherdan, five fouls right now. None called on Arweaver here. with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Now we've got two officials over talking with the scores table, I'm sure. So you had to probably have a free throw for the foul on the basket. And then you probably have to have two fouls each for the two technicals. So I think they're trying to figure things out. Now we've got some fans on both sides kind of standing up and voicing their opinion. And, of course, fans then yelling back at fans. Come on, folks, let's act like adults. Tom Kennedy now in on that discussion. Coach Will can kind of stand it off to the side. He just needs to know what's going on. I'm wondering if Regala is going to get one more free throw here. But what a weird occurrence, a strange occurrence here. And again, 27 years calling high school sports, 22 of them in Carroll. The first time I've seen anything like this. And it will be our Weaver basketball over here on the side. Not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying that, folks. What I'm saying is that I don't think I've ever seen that in this amount of years of calling a game. Taylor's over on the right side. Regala will roll through. Up top to Wilkin. Left side to Studer. They feed it down on the block this time to Ehlers. Now out to Thompson. Down to Studer. Left side. Pump fake. Drives in. Pull up jumper. It's no good. Regala will clear the rebound. His putback is up. No good. And Schilling going to clear it now for Peyton Sherdan. He'll bring it down. Gets it off to Phoenix Hartman. Three up. No good. Damon Rice with the offensive rebound and putback. So Damon Rice, after all of that, will get a bucket off an offensive rebound. And we've got another lead change, our third. Regaler now off to Wilkin. He'll fire up a three. It's up no good. Long rebound taken down by Ehlers, his first. Out to Regaler. Regaler defended by Schilling. Penetrates in. Lost it. Hartman going to come off with the steal. Off now to Stevenson. Ahead to Rice. Rice drives down. Kicks it out to Martin. Three on the way. Right side. Top of the key. Up no good. And Studer going to clear the rebound. His second. Studer going to bring it up. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Studer will bring it back out. Kick it over now to Regaler on the left side. Regaler with it. Feeds it inside. Tipped out to Wilkin left side. He'll drive it up on the wing. They back away from him. He'll shoot a floater. Misses it. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up with it. And we're going to get a whistle on a foul. And you can tell that both teams' energy levels have went up. They have increased since the double technical. 26.2 remaining here. We're going to say we're tied at 12-12. Free throw on the way has not been good. Grant Wilkin has given Arweva a 13-12 lead. He's at 14-12 as he knocks down both. Wilkin, a 68% free throw shooter on the season. Rice Stevenson with it. Gets it off now to Hartman. Hawkins and Peyton Sherdan can hold for the final shot here of the quarter. Blaise Schilling had to throw it to somebody and threw it into the hands of Derek Thompson. Thompson will bring it down. Shot off the glass is up and good with 3 seconds left. In the first quarter, Schilling shot at the buzzer hit the light, and Arweva, through all of the craziness, will take a 16-12 lead into the second quarter, which comes up in 1 minute right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hawley Insurance and Vail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance, find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Vail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Peyton Chernan with the basketball, 16-12. Arweva with the lead. Driving in is Caden Stream. He'll be fouled by Hayden Studer. That'll be number one on him. First on the Rockets here in this quarter. They still have five for Peyton Chernan on the board, but that needs to be erased because we've started the second quarter. Caden Stream, 54% at the line this season, will knock down the first one. That one bounces around and falls in. His first point here tonight, comes in averaging 12 points per ball game. He had 16-13. Second one on the way, up and good as well. 16-14 here. Hayden Studer brings it up over to the right side now to Thompson. Thompson up top to Rigneller. Peyton Chernan has fallen into a 2-3 zone. They feed it to Grant Wilkin above the left elbow. Kick pass down to the corner. Studer's three up, no good. Weak side rebound taken out of there by Caden Stream. Stream will bring it up the floor. Kicks it down to Keeley, left corner, looking to attack. Drives in, draws some contact. He's going to go to the free throw line. I thought at first he was going to go up and try and dunk, and then I think he saw the defense shifting over it. Knew that there was going to be some pretty good contact on that one, so he tried to fight through it. That on Wyatt Rigneller is going to be his first. And the free throw coming up here for Keeley. It's on the way. It's up in good. Keeley, a 66% free throw shooter. 16-15. He'll knock down both. And we're tied here at 16-16. Aiden Studer will bring it up. Kick it over to Wyatt Rigneller, down to the baseline to Ehlers. Up top, Derek Thompson. Back over to Rigneller, left side three, up over Hartman, no good. Rebound tipped, it'll be gathered in by Ehlers for Arweva. Back out near the half-court line to Thompson. To the free throw line to Wilkin near the right elbow. Back to Thompson, who cuts in on the right wing. Gets to the block, and the shot is up in good. Derek Thompson hit that one late in the quarter. It's 18-16 Arweva. Up top, Bryce Stevenson's three up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Blake Schilling trying to run it down. It'll go into the Arweva bench. It'll be Peyton or Arweva basketball. That one off of Peyton Chernan. Again, hopefully we'll get a Peyton Chernan girl to come over, with Coach Kennedy now having to coach the boys. Coach Kennedy was going to join us at halftime. Now that he's coaching the boys, I don't see how that can happen. But hopefully we'll get one or two Peyton Chernan girls along with Coach Stolk and one of the Arweva girls. Rigneller, left elbow jumper high. It's up in good. Got that one right over top of the shot blocker. So Rigneller with a beautiful shot. 20-16. Now Wyatt will come up with a steal on the other end. His first of the ballgame. Dribbles it over on the right wing. Gets it off to Ehlers, right elbow. Up top now to Rigneller, left side to Thompson. Thompson bounces it down to the baseline to Wilkin. Wilkin with it back to Thompson. Tough catches. There wasn't much spacing on that shot. And now Thompson driving in. He's going to be bumped and fouled, and that's going to go on Phoenix Hartman. That'll be number two on Hartman. Team foul number one in the quarter against Peyton Chernan. Checking back into the game is Damon Rice. Grant Wilkin will check out as well as Mondelon back in. Studer to inbound. Bounces it into Thompson. Left corner, threw out the inbound. Up, no good. Rebound to Caden Stream. All knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Peyton Chernan basketball. You're listening to high school basketball coverage here tonight on 93.7K Carroll, Carroll, Iowa. Jeff Blankman hanging out with you. Appreciate you joining us. Trayvon Keeley with it right wing. 20-16 Arweva. Off to Damon Rice. Back over to Keeley on the right side. Keeley wanting to drive. Now fires up a three. It's up, no good. And Derek Thompson saves the rebound into the hands of Von Glahn. Von Glahn back to Thompson. Thompson will bring it up the right side of the floor. Sit down on the wing to Rigneller. Nice catch on a low pass. Back to Thompson to Studer left side. Good ball movement. Now the pass is tipped. Schilling going to come out of there with it. Blaze out on the break. They'll slow it down over to Rice left side. Pass inside tipped by Ehlers. And it's going to go out of bounds. Ehlers and Rice that time battling for it. They're going to say it's out of bounds off of Ehlers. And it will be Peyton Chernan basketball. Lynn Ralston girls beating Storm Lake St. Mary's 70-38 tonight. Bryce Stevenson, three off the left side. Thompson will clear the rebound for Arweva. Featured in, doing a nice job getting back defensively. Studer out high on the right side with it. Back over now to Thompson on the right wing. Back up top. Studer, left side to Regaler. Regaler's got the range. He's about 24 feet away. He doesn't take that shot, but he's got that range. Ehlers up top. Now over to Thompson. Down to the right corner to Studer. He'll penetrate in. Bounce pass inside. It's going to be out to Regaler as that one was almost thrown away. Regaler's three up. No good. Offensive rebound to Studer. Shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Bryce Stevenson. Bryce Stevenson will pick up his first. Free throw from Studer is up and good. 54% free throw shooter on the season. 21-16 now, are we even? That is their largest lead here in this game. Second free throw coming up, Braden Studer. This was a 16-12 game at the end of the first quarter. Second one, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Peyton Chernan basketball. Trayvon Keeley will bring it up for the Peyton Chernan Rockets. Both teams Rockets, of course, now off to Schilling. Back over to Keeley. Keeley with it. Gets to the left elbow. Pull-up jumper. It's up no good. Tyson Von Glahn with his second rebound. Off but to Regaler. He's going to attack. He's going to be bumped and fouled. He's just so fast. Got down to the floor before Damon Rice could get down there and turned around. The foul on Rice will be his first. That'll be number three on Peyton Chernan here in the quarter. Regaler at the line. 3 of 5 tonight. Free throw on the way. It is up and good. 22-16. Second one upcoming. It's on the way. It is up. No good. Keeley will clear the rebound for PC. His first of the ballgame. Keeley up the floor. Leaves it off for Hartman. Now off to Schilling. Schilling gets it off to Damon Rice. Back over now to Keeley. Keeley on the right wing with it. 18 on the shot clock. He'll hand it off to Damon Rice up top to Hartman. Hartman's got a couple of threes thought about. Didn't take it. Now over to Keeley. Keeley crosses over, looks to attack. Pull-up jumper. It's up no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Regaler. Regaler gets it off to Von Glahn. Left side Studer. Studer brings it down on the wing on the right side, I should say. Skip pass. It's going to be stolen away. Schilling out on the break. He'll attack, leaves the layup short. Ball going to be knocked out of bounds by Von Glahn. It'll stay with Peyton Chernan. 22-16, 3:14 to go here. We're in the second quarter. Again, our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Lob pass comes in to Keeley, left side top of the key, defended out there by Regalic. Hands it off to Schilling, left side now to Hartman. Hartman. Nearly had it stolen away by Wilkin. Now to Donovan Martin on the baseline. Martin back off now to Rice over to Keeley. Keeley just above the right block. Gets it out top to Martin. He'll drive down the lane. It's a little push off. The shot is up in good. Use that off arm to clear a little bit of space. And Donovan Martin with the bucket will make it 22-18. Shooter to Ehlers at the elbow pass. Tip stolen away that time by Martin. Martin going to bring it up for Peyton Chernan. Over now to Rice. They've got Hartman. Nice catch down in traffic. Shot is up no good. Keeley, though, comes flying through to tip it up and in. Believe it or not, his first bucket here tonight. It's 22-20, and now Trayvon Keeley coming up with the steal. Peyton Chernan, a chance to take the lead. Martin going to attack. Could tie it with the two. Martin's left-handed layup, no good. Schilling with a tip up, no good, and we're going to get a whistle to foul. Now let's see who that one goes on. That's going to be a rebound number three tonight for Blaze Schilling. That foul on Arweva. A lot of traffic in there. Tyson Von Glahn, the guy that's going to pick it up, his first. So Schilling at the line. 69% on the season. And the free throw on the way. It's up and no good. Just when it looks like Arweva might be separating themselves. Peyton Chernan comes storming back. Devin Ehlers out. Derek Thompson in. Caden Stream will check in. They'll check into the ballgame for Damon Rice. Schilling's second free throw is up and good. Blaze Schilling will hit one of two 22-21 Arweva. Derek Thompson with it down to Wilkin. Wilkin right corner back to Thompson on the wing. Thompson will work it to Studer, to Von Vaughn. Good ball movement. Derek Thompson wide open right wing three. It's up no good. Tracks his own rebound now. Gets it near the free throw line. Kicks it up top to Von Vaughn. Von Vaughn with it. Back over now to Thompson. Left side to Ray Galler. Galler defended by Hartman. Bottom of that 2-3 zone. Ray Galler drives in, gets to the elbow, now to Thompson, over to Von Gaughan, left side, down to the baseline to Wilkin. 16 on the shot clock, fadeaway jumper up, no good, battle for the rebound, taken out of there by Studer. Over now to Thompson, long three up, no good, another rebound this time, Wilkin, put back is up, no good. Rebound into the hands of Von Gaughan, no good, and Donovan Martin will take it down for Peyton Chernan. Schilling over to Hartman, going to fire up a three. That one no good. Schilling with the rebound. His fourth out to Martin. Minute five remaining here in the half. Healy with it. Looking to attack against Ray Galler. Tough shot on traffic. Good defense, and Thompson's going to come out of there with a rebound. His fourth. He'll push it ahead. Attacks. Shot is up no good. A loose rebound on the floor. It's going to be Martin picking it up for Peyton Chernan. 45 seconds to go here. Over to Schilling, right wing three or left wing three up no good. Keeley with the offensive rebound. Gets himself in a little bit of trouble. Knocked out of bounds by Rick Galler. It'll stay with Peyton Chernan. 37 seconds on the game, 32 on the shot clock. 22-21 Arweva with the lead. Caden Stream looking inbounds. They'll get it to Martin just above the left elbow. Drives down on the block. Back out to Schilling. Schilling drives into the lane. Gets himself in a little trouble. Out to Hartman. They'll back away. His three. It's up and good. Schilling found Phoenix Hartman. His third three. Arweva with 23 seconds left in this quarter. But Phoenix Hartman has put Peyton Chernan back up by two. Thompson with it left wing. Arweva holding for the final shot. Von Glahn inside the left elbow. Over to Studer on the right side. Studer will drive in. Leaves it off for Wilkin. Little fadeaway jumper. No good. Tipped up by Studer. It's no good. And out to Thompson. Can he get a shot off? Wilkin with it. Now to Von Glahn. The shot will not count. And Peyton Chernan is going to find themselves in the lead here as Peyton Chernan will rally back to lead at 24-22 at the halftime. They outscore Arweva 12-6 in that quarter. 24-22. We're hoping to get some interviews with girls basketball coaches and players. We'll do that when we come back with our Mackey Motors halftime report.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets!
That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Hey, Lake Chenan leading our boys game right now, 24-22 here at the halftime. But let's talk some girls basketball. Mara Obrecht with the Arweva Rockets joining us. They fell earlier tonight to Peyton Chenan, 38-30, but Mara with an outstanding offensive game, finishing up with 16 points to lead Arweva here tonight. Mara, congratulations. It's not just tonight. Your offensive game has been kind of skyrocketing here as of late. What do you think is contributing to that?
Getting the ball and going.
Is it just that, just getting more confidence since you're just a freshman? People sometimes forget you girls are starting three freshmen, so sometimes just gaining that confidence that you can do it?
Yeah, it'll get us going once we get our confidence back up.
Okay, so for you tonight, take me through how you were seeing the floor when you decided it was a good time to take some shots.
When we were down by a lot, I decided it was time to kick it back up and go at it.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Why do you wait until you're down to start taking more shots?
Because then we really need to come back up and
okay.
get back up.
Okay. Talk about the defensive effort tonight. How did you feel like you helped Peyton Chenan to 38? How did you feel like you and the girls played defensively tonight?
We did really good in the man-to-man. Then we went to zone, and we kind of slacked on the help defense.
Is that something you're still learning about, and especially the foul trouble tonight? Is that what forced you girls to go to the, to that zone defense?
Yeah. So we were all in foul trouble, and we couldn't get out of that.
What do you think you and some of the other younger players are taking away from this season? You go into the postseason now on Thursday. So what are you learning about what it takes to be successful at the high school level?
Get out there and do it. You can't, slack off on everything.
Now, I want you to talk because you're kind of a quiet girl. We'll get you talking more in your career. But Aubrey McCullough had a heck of a ball game tonight. What did you see from her?
She really played with intensity today. She was going after everybody and going after all the balls.
Well, I tell you what, keep up the good work. I appreciate you joining us. You'll get so used to these interviews over time. So thanks for coming up and chatting with us.
Thank you.
You bet. Mara Obrecht joining us here. We'll get head coach Austin Stolk on the headsets. We'll see if we can't cover and catch some PC girls at some point as well. Coach Kennedy was going to come and chat with us, but again, he's coaching the boys game right now. So Coach Stolt from Arweva is on the headsets now. And Coach, another near one. You guys have had some closer games here as of late. The offense has come on. What did you see from your team tonight and the fight that they had?
Yeah, just the tenacity to get on the floor, go after loose balls, rip balls through. You know, We've had a lot of games in the season so far that we're not in a triple threat position,
right.
And when we are, we're allowing them to get jump balls or,
right.
or change the possession over in an easy manner. And I thought our girls did a nice job of getting defensive rebounds, particularly in the second half, getting out and pushing and getting some buckets in transition.
What did you like about the defense tonight? You held them to 38. What did you see that you thought you did well? Mara thought they played pretty good in the man-to-man, but struggled in the zone tonight.
Yeah, I thought right away we did a nice job in the first quarter of moving our feet. Second quarter, we got just a little bit lackadaisical with our feet, and we started using our hands, getting some cheap fouls.
Yep.
Kind of got us into a little bit of foul trouble, so we had to go to a little bit of 1-3-1, a little bit of a 2-3 with the personnel that we had in. They give them credit. They hit a couple shots. You know, it's obviously tougher to rebound out of the zone, and we kind of
right.
ran into that issue in the second quarter. We rode the ship in the second half with our foul trouble. We're able to play man-to-man most of the half and get, I think we almost doubled our rebounds in the second half, which is a big
yeah.
deal for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big part of that rebounding, I had Aubrey McCullough unofficially with 10 rebounds tonight. I thought she was extremely aggressive. Only scored 4, but I liked what I saw of her wanting the ball down on the post and kind of being aggressive, looking for her shot down in the post.
Yeah, you know, some of our girls, and particularly some of our freshmen, it's just a matter of we got to get out of our shell, and
right.
some girls are starting to do that. And, you know, I told the girls in the locker room I'd love to have 2 more weeks of the season and play some of these games over, you know, have a couple more weeks of regular season and play them again. And, it's really promising for those girls individually and us as a team when you can break out of your shell, have some confidence to try new things. Go after loose balls. There's no thinking about it. It's just
right.
an effort thing. Same thing with rebounding. It's a desire thing. So I think some of our girls are starting to realize that, starting to understand what it takes to win, and they want to be competitive.
Hey, Cam Manning, now Thursday to start the postseason. What do you do to get ready Tuesday and Wednesday for that matchup?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of us, we need to get rested up a little bit. It's the end of the season. It gets a little bit grueling at this point. The bodies are a little bit worn down. It's a lot of mental things to focus on one team in particular at this point. You know, everybody's 0-0. We got to take the next 2 days to mentally focus on what they're going to run. Watch a lot of film on them. You know, we'll do that tomorrow in practice. And then come and we got to be ready to break their press. We got to understand the Stangle girls are a weapon. They got a couple weapons down low. They're
right.
really long. and their length hurt us the first time, and kind of their physicality and aggression. But, you know, if we can play like this and play with aggression, play with desire, play with some, you know, go after and get loose balls and shoot the ball maybe just a little better than we did in the second half tonight, you know, we can give ourselves a chance and be able to compete.
Well, coaches, I always appreciate you coming to chat with us. Best of luck coming up Thursday. And I can't remember if it's Casey or Mason that's going to be down there, but we'll have that game covered coming up on Thursday night.
Sounds good, Jeff. Thanks a lot. Go go Rockets, go Cyclones, and not go Huskers. Thanks.
Head coach Austin Sulk again. We're back right after this on KKRL.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026. Or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Hey, Trinan up on our Weaver here as we are at the Mackey Motors halftime right now, 24-22 our score. Taking a look at our unofficial numbers here in the first half for Peyton Trinan. Phoenix Hartman with 11 points, 2 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Caden Stream, 2 points, to go with 2 rebounds and a steal. Bryce Stevenson with 2 rebounds and an assist. Trayvon Keeley, 4 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Blaise Schilling, 3 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals. It is at Damon Wright with 2 points to go with a rebound. Donovan Martin, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal. Peyton Trinan, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. For Arweva, Derek Thompson, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. Wyatt Regaler, 11 points to go with 3 rebounds and a steal. Hayden Studer with 1 point to go with 5 rebounds. Devin Ehlers with, again, 2 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Tyson Von, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Grant Wilkin with 2 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist. Arweva goes 7 of 10 from the free throw line. 4 lead changes, 4 ties in that first half of play. I anticipate something similar to that here in the second half as these two teams are fairly evenly matched. In LaVier Arweva basketball, they're going right to left across your radio dial. Again, guys, Jeff Story on in the house. He's taking pictures. Those will be free to download thanks to the sponsorship of Mackey Motors and the CB Sports Network. We start the second half just like we started the first half with Wyatt Regaler draining a 3, and that'll put Arweva up here 25-24. Martin hands it off to Stevenson. He'll attack left side. Runner up, no good. Martin up high for the rebound. His put back is up in good. Donovan Martin coming alive here. Snap here into the second half. 26 now to 25, our sixth lead change. Studer over to Regaler. Defense out there by Stevenson. They'll get it to Von Glahn. Regaler skips it over to the left side to Studer. His 3 in and out, no good. Martin with his 4th rebound, but Studer will steal the pass as they try to go deep. Studer up across half court, now attacks. He drives in on Martin and lays it up and in. Aiden Studer with his first bucket. 27-25 now in favor of Arweva. 7 lead changes, nearly an 8, but Regaler loses the rebound after the Stevenson miss off the left side. Had it and then lost it. It'll stay with Peyton Trinan. 6:47 to go here in the third. We do apologize again that we were not able to catch up with anybody from Peyton Trinan girls at the halftime. That was the plan. But again, Coach Kennedy, the girls coach, now having to coach the boys game. Hartman over to Schilling, down to the right corner to Martin. Back off now to Stevenson on the right side. Stevenson will lob it in for Martin. Martin fights his way in against Von Glahn. Shot up off the top of the backboard. No good, but Martin going to clear his 5th rebound. Regaler comes out with a steal. He's on the break. Schilling chasing him down. Shot is up no good. Trayvon Keeley with the block shot and the rebound. He'll take it down to the left side. Spins. Little floater up. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Derek Thompson. Thompson over to Regaler on the left wing. Going to fire up a three. Up no good. Weak side rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Off of Devin Ehlers. And it's going to be Peyton Chernan basketball. 6:05 to go here in the third. 27-26. Arweva with the lead. We've had four lead changes here in this half. Phoenix Hartman's three up no good. Martin with another rebound. His sixth. Martin will get it off to Stevenson. Stevenson over to Schilling. Inside now to Keeley. Keeley working against Regala. Shot up no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Von Glahn. Von Glahn to Studer. Studer with it over to the right side to Thompson. Skip pass to Regala. Pump fake. Step back. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Now finds Ehlers down on the corner. Back out on the wing. Regala up top to Studer. Studer over to Derek Thompson. Thompson back over to Regaler, left side. Regaler driving in. Pump fake in the lane, goes into Martin, gets the basket to fall, and he's going to draw some contact. Donovan Martin will pick up his first. Wyatt Regaler with another bucket. 29-26. Grant Wilkin going to check in now for Von Glahn. Regaler back at the line. 4 of 7 so far here tonight, 70% on the season. Weaver's largest lead has been 6 here in the ballgame. Free throw on the way. It's up and good. I think we're getting a sub coming into the game. Yep, that's going to be the case. Caden Stream going to check in. Donovan Martin will check out. He has certainly played well off of the bench for Peyton Chernan. Peyton Chardin's largest lead in the game here so far has been 2. Blaise Schilling with it over to Hartman on the right wing. Hartman looking to drive in. Tax against Ehlers. Shot up no good. Blaise Schilling will come down with a rebound. Over to Keeley on the right wing. Keeley into Hartman on the block. Hartman spins. Looks for the cutter stream. That was a tough pass. Regaler going to come up with that errant pass. Steal number 3 for Wyatt. He'll run it down the right side. Lobs it up top to Ehlers over to the left corner. Studer with a pumping. Drives up onto the wing now, stops near the left block, finds Wilkin in the left corner, back over to Studer. Up top, good defense that time by Peyton Chernan in that 2-3. Arweva showing some good patience. Studer's going to drive in, going to be called for the offensive foul. Has taken the charge that time is at Bryce Stevenson. Stevenson will inbound it. Blaise Schilling again. He's going to bring it up. Arweva will stay in their half-court man-to-man. It's kind of a staple a lot of times of good Arweva teams. Stevenson with it over on the right side. I know Tim Bell always played good hard-nosed man-to-man, and he's a Hall of Fame and a legend in my mind. Trayvon Keeley with it. Goes up over the top of Regaler, unable to get that one to fall. Just bounced into him a couple of times over there off of that left block. Studer over to Thompson, 3 on the way, left corner, in and out, back in again. Aiden Studer with the 3, we're going to get a timeout called up by Arweva. We'll snap away with him. Timeout on the floor, Arweva leads it here by a score of 33-28. We'll step away, take a break, back right after this quick timeout on 93.7 KKRL.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone,
689-2299. 33-28 right now in favor of Arweva. We're down at 1 point, 26-25, so an 8-2 run has given them this 5-point lead, matches their largest lead here of the game. Actually, their largest lead was 6 at 22-16. Blaise Schilling bringing it up for Peyton Chernan. We go under 4, so halfway through the third quarter. Thompson with the block. Wilkin will grab the rebound. And Schilling tried to drive in, put that ball in his right hand right in front of Thompson, who just swatted away. Thompson now pulls up at the free throw line. Jumper up, no good. Stream, though, not able to squeeze in the rebound. And it will be at Peyton Chernan, Arweva basketball. Coach Wilkin up, hollering out what he wants, or putting up the number anyway of what he wants. I shouldn't say hollering. Sometimes coaches yell loud because the gym's loud, and they want the kids to hear them. Sure, gets it in the Regaler inside the right block. His shot is up and good. Wyatt Regaler extends it now to 35-28. Caden Stream on the other end up no good. Blaze Schilling up high for the rebound. Devin Ehlers will come up with the turnover and the steal for Arweva. Off now to Thompson. They don't stop him. He'll stop and fire the three up top. It's no good. Stream with the rebound. His third. Off now to Keeley. Keeley will attack on the other end. They'll kind of sandwich him. Devin Ehlers in the front and Derek Thompson in the back. That one's going to go on Ehlers. Devin Ehlers will pick up his first. Trayvon Keeley will head to the free throw line. Keeley 2-2 tonight, 66% on the season. Won over 1,000 points last week in his career against Storm Lake and St. Mary's. Free throw on the way has not been good. He's got seven now here tonight. 35-29 in favor of Arweva. Second free throw upcoming. It's on the way. It has not been good. Keeley perfect right now from the line. He's defending Suter, trying to come up with the steal, and he's bodying him, and that's going to be a foul. He was trying to stick his chest in. That's number three on him. That'll be the second foul against Peyton Cerdan here in this quarter. Each team with two fouls, so nobody in trouble of getting, you know, to the free throw line and sending the team. Now, anything can happen in the final 3-4, but either team right now in really close to that. Arweva running motion. Wilkin goes behind the back, attacks down the left side. Pull up jumper, it's up no good. Payne Shenan just didn't go for the rebound that time, which is rare. Ehlers came up with a rebound. Three-point shot from Thompson, no good. And that time, Damon Rice will clear the rebound. Stream over to Rice. He'll fire up a three. It's up in good. So Damon Rice, his first three-point basket, he's got five. And just like that, we've got a two-point game again at 35-33. Greg Allard over to, nope, faked it to Thompson. Attacked down the right side. Cut off by Schilling. Still working against him. Thompson out high right side, top of the key, penetrates down. They don't stop him, and he gets all the way in and lays it up and in. 37 now to 33. Damon Rice feeling it, going to fire up another three, up no good. Keeley tips the rebound, but it'll be Rick Galler that clears it for Arweva. Galler with his fourth rebound over to Ehlers. Now off to Thompson, left side. Thompson hands it off to Rick Galler. Rick Galler with it. Penetrates down, shot up no good, and a whistle to foul going to go on Blaze Schilling. That'll be number one on him. Minute 44 remaining here in the third. 37-33 in favor of Arweva. Wyatt Regaler at the line. He has 5 of 8 at the line here in the game. He's done a nice job of attacking the rim all night long. Free throw on the way, up and no good. Second free throw upcoming. Donovan Martin, Phoenix Hartman into the game. Damon Rice, Bryce Stevenson will check out for Peyton Cerdan. Regaler toes the line again. Arweva going right to left across your radio dollar. Culver's player of the game coming up. Free throw in and out, back in again. So Regaler gets a one of two. 38-33. Keeley over on the left side will bounce it behind him to Hartman. Hartman started towards the middle, comes back to the left. And now we're going to get a three from Donovan Martin over on the wing, and he knocks that one down, his first three. Thompson will push it ahead. 38-36, Arweva. Studer down the right side, attacks, kicks it out to Wilkin. Wilkin will attack on the baseline, back out to Studer, pump fake. Got Keeley in the air, pull-up jumper off the baseline, no good. Derek Thompson, offensive rebound, put back, and Devin Ehlers is going to be called for undercutting on the rebound. That's going to be number two on him. That's a tough one. People can get hurt on that one. He was back and underneath Martin, who was in the air, and Martin had no place to land. That's a dangerous play. A minute to go here in the third quarter. Keeley with it. Comes off a screen by Martin, rolls it down the left side. Martin will pop out, now looks to cut. Now get it to Schilling instead on the left side. Schilling drives in, Over to Stream, penetrates in on the baseline, kick pass now at Tequila. Got it over on the right wing, driving in against Ehlers, and we're going to get a foul. Going to go against Regaler. That's number two on him. Why at that time trying to get over to stop Trayvon, but Keely got to the spot first. Fresh 35, 45.6 to go here in the third. Stream looking to get it inbounds. We'll lob it up top to Keely. Keely penetrates in, gets a spin move, goes in and flips it up and over the top of the rim. So Trayvon Keely trying to take over here for Peyton Chernan. They're tied for the fifth time here tonight, this time at 38. Arriva can hold for the final shot here in the third. Where Galler drives in, picks up the dribble over to Thompson. He'll attack left side. Running layup off the rim is not being good. 40-38 Arriva. Now Peyton Chernan can hold for the final shot. Schilling over to Martin on the left wing, down to 11. Keely looking to post up against Regaler. Martin drives in, loses, and out of bounds, and it's going to be Arriva basketball. Rockets of Arriva will have 6.6 seconds to work with. Both coaches, a player from each team, expected to join us. I don't know what will happen with Peyton Chernan, with Tom Kennedy now having to coach the team. Regaler fadeaway jumper right before the end of the quarter. And that's going to push Arriva to a 42-38 lead at the end of the third quarter. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with the fourth quarter. It's coming up for you here in 1 minute right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Hi, this is Jim White, chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank, big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Fourth quarter coming up for you here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Peyton Chernan with the basketball, down now by four after Wyatt Regaler hit that fadeaway just before the horn. Bryce Stevenson with it, right side top of the key, defended by Von Glahn. Arriva has stayed man-to-man. Keely with it on the left side. Damon Rice will pop up top. They've got Hartman running the baseline. Keely flips it out to Stevenson, thought about the three. Now attacks, gets all the way to the rim and lays it up and in. First bucket here tonight for Bryce Stevenson. They'll make it 42-40. Hayden Studer now off to Wyatt Regaler. Regaler with it. Working against Schilling. Top of that 2-3 zone. Works it from the right side to the left side over to Studer. Now to Wilkin on the right wing. Back off now to Studer. Left side to Regaler. Pump fake. Gets into the lane. Triple team will come. Kick pass right corner now. Wilkin. He'll attack on the baseline. Pass up top. His tip stolen away by Stevenson. That's a tough pass to make. Trayvon Cleely lets the defense fly by, slides between three defenders hanging in the air, and kisses it off the glass, and we're tied at 42 apiece. Regaler down to the baseline, Wilkin back to Regaler, up top Thompson, he's had some big buckets, back over to Regaler. Regaler now to Studer, 20 on the shot clock, over to Regaler, three on the way up, off the rim, no good, rebound, going to be battled for, Von Glahn and Stevenson tie up, possession arrow will favor Arriva. 6:38 to go here in regulation. It's a tie ball game here at 42 apiece. Each team has the lead a few times in this one. We've had seven lead changes. Wilkin cut down the right side. Shot in traffic, up no good. And a whistle and a foul going to go on Peyton Chernan. So does that one go on Stevenson? That's going to be the call. That'll be his third. I always like to wait just to make sure. And I have who the official saw. Sometimes they're at a different angle, and you get a couple of people reaching in. Sometimes you think it's on somebody else. Wilkin 2-2 at the line tonight, 68% on the season. Free throw is up and good. 43-42 in favor of Arweva. Long way to go in this one. We could have a few more lead changes. Second one up good as well. Von Glahn goes to the floor. We had a sub coming into the ballgame for Arweva. Devin Ehlers will check in for Derek Thompson. Stevenson will bring it up. Picks up the dribble now over to Hartman. He'll fire up a three right side, top of the key, and knocks it down. And now Trayvon Keeley with the steal. He goes up to dunk it. Hayden Studer with the block shot. But it is going to be out of bounds, and it'll be our Weaver, our Peyton Chernin basketball. And both crowds starting to get into it a little bit here. 45-44, again in favor of Peyton Chernin. Keeley's free throw on the way is up and good. Keeley 5 of 5 at the line. Second free throw up coming. It's up no good. And Devin Ehlers with great hustle to hustle down the rebound. Off now to Hayden Studer. Studer over to the corner. Rick Allers three up no good. Ehlers, Von Glahn, excuse me, with the rebound up no good. Schilling will clear it. Head now to Rice inside to Hartman, and the layup's up in good. So Rice with the assist. Hartman with the bucket. Arweva down here, 48-44. Von Glahn with it. And it's Hartman looking like a guy that maybe wants to be that motor, our Culver's player of the game. Long way to go in this one, but he's got his name in that hunt. Regaler there as well. Over to the right side. Studer going to fire up a three up and good. Big three-pointer that time for Hayden Studer. Regaler with the assist, his first of the night. Studer's first three. It's a 48-47. We've got a timeout on the floor. Let's take it with them. 5:31 to go. We're back right after this on KKRL.
Hawley Insurance and Vail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance, find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Vail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
To go here in the regulation, 48-47, Peyton Chernin with the lead. They have the basketball. Jeff Storion in the house tonight, taking pictures for us. Again, Connor Crabb in the house tonight here as well. Connor again shooting video highlights, high-speed highlights, powered by Western Iowa Networks. You can find them on the CB Sports Network pages on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. They'll be up tomorrow. Phoenix Hartman driving in. Ball knocked away. Trayvon Keeley will come up with it. Out to Stevenson. Shot clock at 20. Back over to Damon Rice. Rice over to Hartman. Hartman penetrates in against Ehlers. Kicks it back out to Rice on the wing. He'll drive in. Back out to Hartman. Knocked away. And Studer comes up with the steal. Hayden Studer with his second steal. He just hit the three here a moment ago to make it a one-point game. Ehlers down on the left corner with it. Back out. Wilkin with a nice catch. On the thing, they'll get it to Von Glahn. Left elbow out to Wilkin. Three on the way. It's up no good. Keeley up high for the rebound. And Keeley will push it down left side. Crossover dribble. Attacks. Goes in at Regaler. Shot up no good. Von Glahn with a rebound. His sixth. Over now to Wilkin. Wilkin will bring it up across half court. Left side it comes to Regaler. Over now to Von Glahn. Regaler with it. Back over now to Wilkin. Right side to Studer. Back to Wilkin. Over to Regaler. Going to fire up a three. It's up and good. Big shot. Again, that time for Wyatt Regaler. His third three of the ballgame. Arweva back up now 50-48. Now to Trayvon Keeley. Keeley with it. Looking to work against Regaler. Drives in. Tough shot in traffic. Up no good. We've got a battle for the rebound. It's going to be Rick Aller clearing it for Arriva. His fifth. Rick Aller up the floor. Now over to Wilkin. Wilkin back over now to Rick Aller. Left side to Studer. Studer going to attack. Kick pass over to Von Glahn. Up top it comes to Wilkin. Wilkin, kick pass over to Rick Aller. Pump fake, got around to Rice, attacks the rim. Layup is up, no good. But he'll draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line. Well, Rick Aller never runs out of energy, that's for sure. He's got 25 right now here in the ballgame. Make that 27. Free throw coming up for Wyatt Rick Aller. It's on the way up and good. 51-38. Keeley with 11 for Peyton Chernan, but Phoenix Hartman with 18 right now. Nobody else scoring a lot for Arriva here tonight. Derek Thompson, I've got him with 13. He's not on the floor right now. Free throw on the way. It is up. It is no good. Rebound tipped out. Caden Stream tracks it down. Now throws it down to Keeley, but it's loose. And who's the guy that comes up with the loose basketball? It is Wyatt Rick Aller. Rick Aller up across half court. Studer now out high, 51-48. Arriva with the lead. Thompson back over to Studer. He's had a couple of big threes. Now they'll find the cutter. Rick Aller loses it, gathers it down in the corner. Schilling going to knock it away, but boy, Schilling going to be called for the reach-in. That's going to be number two on him. Inbound number three against Peyton Chernan here in the quarter. So Arriva will inbound down on the baseline. They'll spread four across. They've actually got Thompson up on the left wing. They find Wilkin down on the left block. Fadeaway jumper up in good. Grant Wilkin with the bucket. His first two-point basket here tonight. It's back to a five-point lead for Arriva. Into Martin. Martin working against Ehlers. Nice defense that time by Devin Ehlers, who rips it away, and then we get a timeout call. They're going to say a timeout called first by Peyton Chernan. Timeout on the floor. 2:44 remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's a five-point Arriva lead. We're back right after this on 93.7 KKRL.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries, that hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
We've had for you here tonight. It was Peyton Chernan winning the girls game 38-30 in a game that went back and forth. We've had eight lead changes, six ties here in our boys game. Right now with 2:44 remaining, Arriva leading this one 53-48. Again, we're planning on getting interviews with both teams, but again, Coach Servity, a couple of technicals in the first quarter tonight, so we'll have to see if we can get Coach Kennedy to come over or maybe some of the players to come over from Peyton Chernan. So I don't know for sure what's going to happen there. Coach Wilkin, I'm sure, will be up with one of the guys. Hartman tracked it down on the inbounds in the backcourt. They'll get it up top now to Keeley. Keeley works it over on the left side, looking to work against Regaller. Gets to the rim. Regaller does a nice job tipping that one away from behind. Ball out of bounds, going to belong to Peyton Chernan. Donovan Martin will check up. Bryce Stevenson going to check in. Shot clock down to five. Peyton Chernan will box it up around the lane. Stevenson the inbound. They're trying to get something inside. They find Stevenson now off to Hartman. Going to fire up a three up. Off the rim, no good. There's Schilling, though, for the tip-in. Play Schilling with his eighth rebound here tonight. He's got some more points here tonight as well. He's got five on the night. It's a three-point ballgame. 53-50. Galler up top, defended by Schilling. Over to Wilkin on the left side. Up top now to Ehlers, who pops out. Over to Regaller. Pumpy gets down to the wing. Up top to Derek Thompson. Thompson going to fire up a three. Up and good. He's got 14 on the night, his second three. Weaver matching their largest lead here at 6, Schilling out top to Stevenson. Stevenson will attack, runner off the glass, up and good. We're going to get a timeout called by Peyton Chernan. 56-52. Bryce Stevenson with the driving layup. Minute 42 left in this one. We'll step away back right after this on 93.7 KKRL.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 1081066.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Four 56-52. They've got the basketball. Devin Ehlers with it. Over now to Studer on the right side. Regala running off the screen. Will pop up top. They'll get it to him. Schilling will defend as Peyton Chernan stays man-to-man. Regala spins in the lane. Got a pump fake. Little runner in the lane. In and out. No good. Trayvon Keeley will clear his 7th rebound. Over now to Stevenson. Stevenson gets it up across half court. Again, looking to attack. Drives in. Draws some contact. We're going to get a whistle to foul. Going to go against Arriva. I think that one on Devin Ehlers. Make sure that the official agrees with me. And that is going to be the call. So Devin Ehlers, that should be his 3rd. Bryce Stevenson at the line. 25% on the season. Has not attempted one yet tonight. The junior doesn't look to score much. Just defends and rebounds. His free throw is up and no good. Second free throw upcoming. Minute 4 left in this one. It's on the way. It's up and good. So Stevenson hits 1 of 2. 56-53. A one possession ball game. Regala will walk it up. Both teams, a lot of fouls to give here before we get into shooting situation. And Trayvon Keeley tries to jump out there and get a steal, but he just picks up his 4th. He's going to have to be really smart down the stretch, especially with the way he attacks the basket. That's the 4th foul on Peyton Chernan. So one more. Arriva will shoot 2 free throws the rest of the game. Ehlers the inbound. Gets it into Studer in the backcourt. If I'm Arriva, I attack at Keeley if I can. Try to get him to pick up his 5th. Welkin over on the right. Brings it back up top. Now hands it off to Thompson. Arriva going to be patient on this. To Caden Stream. Tips it away from behind. Tips it into the hands of Keeley. Keeley will attack. Floater on the other end. Up and good. Trayvon Keeley with another bucket. We've got a 1-point game here at 56-55. And now Blaise Schilling is just going to grab a hold of Wyatt Regaller. And that'll be the 5th. As Arriva could have run out the clock. Schilling picks up what should be his 3rd, and it is. Wyatt Regaller at the line to shoot 2. I've got him right now 7 of 12 from the free throw line. We have 3 timeouts remaining. Peyton Chernan 2. Possession arrow favors Peyton Chernan if we get a jump ball. Free throw on the way is up in good for Greg Aller. He needs this snack of one if you're an Arriva fan to make it where a 3-pointer would only tie it. If you're Peyton Chernan, you don't need the 3 even if he makes it. You can get a quick 2. Second one is up. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Ehlers by Wilkins. And now we get a foul out top. This Caden Stream going to create that foul on Regaller. So Regaller heading to the line with 17 seconds left. A chance to make this a 2-possession ball game. He's got a smile on his face. He's got 29 here tonight. Free throw on the way is up and no good. If you're Peyton Chernan, you got to box out here. He missed the second one the last time, and Arweva got an offensive rebound. So he needs to make it, a three-point game. It's up, no good. Long rebound. It's loose. It's going to be Caden Streaming. He's going to be fouled by Regaler. That's just the third foul, though, in the quarter. Regaler just more frustrated that he didn't make the free throws. So Arweva with a foul to give here, 14.5. Let's see if they use it. It's a 57-55 game, and Tom Kennedy wants to talk it over with his ball club for tonight. I'm going to go ahead and keep it here. Again, we've had 8 lead changes. Actually, make that 9. I forgot to jot one down. That lead change here a little bit ago, giving Arweva a 50-48 lead, was our 9th lead change here in this game. We've had 6 ties as well. Right now it's a 57-55 lead for Arweva, 14.5 remaining. Peyton Chernan already in the double bonus, so that means that Arweva shoots 2 the rest of the game. Peyton Chernan down to 1 timeout. Arweva has 3 timeouts remaining and just 3 fouls. So even though Peyton Chernan has the ball, they've got to go the length of the floor. Arweva's going to come out and put some pressure on. What you can do is you can let them get inbounds. You don't want to foul them in the act of shooting, but you can foul them and reforce them to take it out if you want. Regaler defending against Keeley. Keeley's going to bring it up, tries to get himself free, and there's going to be the foul by Regaler. And that'll be number 4 on Wyatt. So Regaler picks up his 4th. But that is just a 4th team foul, 8.1 seconds remaining, so a really good foul that time by Wyatt Regaler. If I'm Peyton Chernan, do I try to get the ball into the hands of Phoenix Hartman? Hartman tonight with 4 threes on the night. Damon Rice with 1, Donovan Martin with 1. Keeley capable, but his game's really going to the hole. So do you get him the ball, let him drive? You've got one of the most prolific as far as attempts from the three-point line on your team in Caden Stream. You could put him on one side, Phoenix Hartman on the other. You could get the ball to Trayvon Keeley, let him attack. If he can't get the 2, you know, and get to the rim and get a good clean shot off without picking up his 5th foul as an offensive foul, he could kick to a shooter on either side, and you've got 2 really good shooters in Hartman and Stream. So let's see what they do here. And Stream's not in the game. So Hartman, that's the dangerous guy. He is the inbounder. And he's going to inbound right over here in front of the Arweva Stadium section. Throws it into the backcourt. Clay Schilling will track it down. 7 seconds as he gets up across half court. They get it to Keeley. Keeley is going to be bumped and fouled by Devin Ehlers. And that'll be the 5th. That's going to put him to the free throw line. They cut Keeley in off of the left side. He's going to go to the line with a chance to tie this one with 3 seconds remaining. Tyson Von Glahn will check back in for Arena. Keeley's free throw on the way up in good. A 1-point game here, 57-56. Keeley's second free throw attempt coming up here. Arweva again with a couple of timeouts. Could take one. Second one on the way up. Good. And we're going to get that timeout called by, I think, Peyton Chernan maybe. That would be their final one if that was them. He didn't point to a direction. Just said it's full timeout. It is taken by Peyton Chernan. If you're Arweva, you try and get somebody fouled in this situation. You try to get the ball up the sideline as quick as you can. Derek Thompson has shot it really well here tonight, as has Regaler. Those would be my 2 guys to try and get the ball to. So let's see what Coach Wilkin will draw up. 3 seconds is not a lot of time for guys that move pretty quick like Thompson. Especially Regaler, that's pretty quick. Do you throw something deep and try and get a foul? Well, the problem is if you throw it away and it goes out of bounds untouched, Peyton Chernan would inbound down underneath their offensive basket. 57-57 our score. A tie game, of course, we go to a 4-minute overtime. We Leva's got to go the length of the floor with it. It's not the NBA where you're going to move it up to half court. They do have a timeout. If they could throw it to half court, they could call a timeout and set up another play. Grant Wilkin, the inbound. Peyton Shernanin, some full court man-to-man pressure. Wilkin's going to lob it up towards Derek Thompson. They get it to Regaler. Regaler's three at the buzzer up. Banks it home, and Oliva's going to win it. Wyatt Regaler banks in the three at the buzzer with a Trayvon Keeley in his face, and Oliva will win it here tonight by a final of 60-57. What a ball game! What an effort for both of these teams here tonight. I tell you what, this is fun, folks. What a fun ball game here tonight, and what an effort by both of these clubs. You tip your cap to both of them here tonight. We'll step away. Our Maggie Motors tailgate coming up next right here on 93.7 KKRO-Weva on the last second shot from Wyatt Regaler wins at 60-57 over Peyton Trudan.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets!
That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
Hi, this is Jim White, chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
What a ball game. What a finish here tonight in Westside. It was Arweva picking up a 60-57 victory against Peyton Shernanin here tonight. As again, Wyatt Rangel or Aweva inbounds it with 3 seconds left. They throw it. Grant Wilkin gets it to Derek Thompson at the half-court line. Derek in the air flips it to Wyatt Regaler, who's streaking up the right sideline. Trayvon Keeley running right with him. He pumped fake, got Keeley in the air, who floated by just enough for Wyatt Regaler to get a shot off. It wasn't the prettiest of looking things, but it doesn't have to be pretty. If it goes in, he banks it in and scores the game winner pretty much at the horn, as Arweva wins it here tonight to move to 14-7 overall, 9-5 in the conference. For Peyton Chernan, they'll fall to 7-15 and 5-9. But just a valiant, valiant effort out of both of these teams here tonight. You tip your cap to them. They both played physical. They both played hard. They were diving all over the floor. They both came up with huge plays. Arweva probably led most of the time here tonight. But Peyton Chernan, again, when you have 9 lead changes, it's not like they didn't have some chances here. Had a chance there late in the game. Trayvon Keeley stepped up, hit 2 huge free throws to tie this game at 57 apiece. So this is one of those games where it's tough to see either team lose because of the effort that both teams put in. But Connor Crabb here shooting video for us tonight. I'm pretty positive. I'm going to say 100% positive that he got the video clip of that, and you'll get that up in our high-speed highlights of powered by Western Iowa Networks. That will be up on the CB Sports Network YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook pages probably coming up tomorrow, I'm guessing, sometime. So look for that coming up tomorrow with our high-speed highlights, again, powered by Western Iowa Networks. But I'm planning on talking with Coach Wilkin and one of the Arweva guys. Hopefully somebody from Peyton Chernan will come chat with us again. Usually Coach comes up, but Coach Cervini probably not going to be available to come to postgame here tonight. So we'll see if we can get somebody, maybe Trayvon or one of the guys will come up and chat with us here tonight, because I'd like to get some thoughts from them here tonight as well. But, this was a good game when these two teams played over at Peyton Chernan earlier this year in January. It was an 11-point victory that night for the Rockets of Arweva, but it was pretty tight most of the way through. So valiant effort here tonight. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up after this right here on 93.7 KKRL.
Hawley Insurance and Vail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance, find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Vail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets! Go Rockets!
That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
Hi, this is Jim White, Chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
We welcome you back here in the Mackey Motors at tailgate, and I've got a lot of respect for the young man sitting here to my right to come out and chat with us here tonight. Trayvon, I know this one hurts, but this has got to be a fun basketball game to partake in, man. This thing went back and forth. Both teams coming up with some huge plays. You hit two late free throws to tie this game up. So what was it like out there playing in this tonight?
Really back and forth, you know. Felt like they were definitely out most of the game, but we're definitely bringing it back in close and staying with them. We had a little bit of adversity, you know, and especially in that beginning with technicals and whatnot, but I felt like the team really fought through it, and we fought through it and kept it, got it to a close, and he had a great shot.
Take me through that last possession for you guys. You got fouled down there on the left side, got yourself to the free throw line, able to knock down both of them. Is that what, I mean, I know you wanted to get a shot off and get fouled so you could give yourself a chance to get the lead, but what was the set that Coach Kennedy had drawn up for you guys?
It was a completely different play, honestly, but, you know, ball rolled away at the inbound, so we kind of had a compromise, and I got fouled, and I knew it was in bonus. But luckily, I hit the free throws, and you know, it took us to the last play, and we're hoping to bring it to overtime. But.
So what did you guys just go into a different offensive set? Means that pass went into the backcourt on that, or what did you guys just kind of freelance, whatever?
I mean, yeah, just try to get my teammates definitely knew I won the ball there. Got in, hit the free throws, and tied it. So, I mean, that was good.
Talk about the battle. I know you just went over and hugged Wyatt Regal, or you hugged him after the shot here at the end of the game. You guys both really hard competitors. You're going at each other tonight, but I have a feeling there's a lot of mutual respect between you two.
I mean, yeah, he had a great game, hit a great shot. You know, I felt, you know, he got past me. I was trying to deny the ball and got a hand on the ball, too, and he made a great shot. He had a great game. And
what do you take away from this one for you guys, though? Because even though you lost tonight, this is, I think, a step forward for this team in the way you guys fought and played here tonight.
You know, once again, honestly, I felt we could have played a lot better, and we still, even throughout the adversity, we got it to a tie game. We got it to that last shot. I mean, overall, our team fought pretty hard, and proud of them.
I'm proud of you, and I appreciate you coming over. I know it's not easy to talk in these situations, so thanks very much for coming out and talking to us. Best of luck coming up.
Thank you.
You bet. Trayvon Keeley joining us here. We do have Wyatt Regaler over here, and he's going to join us now for Marweva. And Wyatt, you listen to Trayvon talk, you can tell how broken up he is. For you, it's the complete opposite. You're the guy that hits that shot to win it. Take me through that last play and how it played out for you in your mind.
Well, I was on the logo kind of at half court a little bit, and we wanted to try and just get the ball to half court, just kind of throw it up there for one of our guys to get, and then hopefully call a timeout. But obviously it didn't end up that way. Derek Thompson caught it, and then he just tipped it straight to me, and just kind of had to let it go because there's no way I was going to get the shot off if we called a timeout after that.
Did you feel like it was good when it left the fingertips?
I did not think it was going in. It looked like it was a little too flat going at the rim, but luckily I think I hit the corner perfectly and it bounced and rolled in.
What went through your mind when you saw it go in, especially considering you didn't sound like you thought it was going in?
I was kind of like surprised, and then all my teammates came running out and shoving me and stuff, and the whole crowd was kind of going wild. So it was kind of really competitive game. They're really good, and I mean, it was just fun. It was a really fun game.
What was the difference, do you think, for you guys tonight in such a highly contested? I had 9 lead changes and 7 ties here tonight.
I think just our defensive effort and just not trying to do too much on the offensive side, too. Just doing what we do and not letting them kind of dictate where our game plan is.
I said Zach Krause, when he played, was like the Energizer Bunny, never ran out of energy. You're kind of that same guy. You had to guard Trayvon Keeley, who's an elite offensive player, just like you, but you somehow found a way to still score 32 and hold him to probably one of the lowest outputs he's had this season. So how do you find that energy to be able to give everything you do on both sides of the floor?
I just think my defensive if I'm playing pretty good on defense, that kind of just fuels my offensive side, where if I can stop someone, one of their best players, I think that just kind of gets me going on the offensive side and just not trying to do too much on the offensive side as well.
So even though you hit the three to start the game tonight, in your mind, if it's defense that has to start the energy for you?
Yeah, I think just kind of letting my teammates maybe do the offensive stuff. And I know what my job is to be one of the better defenders on the team and try and lock down their best defenders or players. So that's just what I was going into it. But then sometimes it just happens where you have those games where you can't miss.
You get the game-winning shot. You score the most points. But I think you're going to look back, you're going to know it as a guy that plays a lot of sports. If Hayden Studer doesn't come up with some huge threes, Derek Thompson hit some big shots for you guys. You guys maybe don't get that last opportunity.
Yeah, I just think those guys really step up in some like clutch times where Hayden had a corner three where we were down four,
yep.
I think, and that kind of brought us more our momentum back. And then Derek Thompson had it at the top of key, and he also hit a three. Those guys have been really great at just stepping up in some big key moments and then also just making some shots as well.
Postseason pairings came out today. Did you get
yep.
a chance to peek? What'd you think?
I think I like our chances. I mean, those guys went down there and they beat Manning, but I think that we just got to play our own game, and they got two pretty good players on their team. I know that. I was looking a little bit. So just kind of keep them under control, and I think we can be able to get a win.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations.
You.
What a ball game out of you tonight. What a shot to win it. This is going to be a highlight memory you're going to remember forever.
Yeah, last game here, or not game here, but last regular season game here, so I think that's just kind of a really good way to go out and then also to bring the momentum going into this district play.
Well, keep an eye on our Instagram and TikTok. We had Connor Crabb here shooting videos tonight, so
all
I'm
right.
sure your shot yep. will be highlighted in his highlight package coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, I will look for it.
All right, Wyatt Regaler joining us. We've got head coach Matt Wilkin making his way over here, and we'll get some thoughts from Coach Wilkin. And Coach, what a game, and what a way to have this one end here tonight. Like Wyatt just said, last home game for him, and he banks in a three to win it. That's going to be a memory he'll take with him forever. So what did you see, and what did you like about this hard-fought win here tonight?
Not a lot of liking, man, Jeff. They played their butts off.
Yep.
I think they outplayed us. You know, it was very highly competitive. They really showed up and played hard, and we had a couple chances, you know, to get up six or get up seven,
yep.
and then we, you know, don't put them away. And next thing they're, you know, they're up four.
Right.
And, you know, we're kind of treading water, and we were a step slow. And I don't know why that is. Practice has been good. We gave them the weekend, had a slow shoot run today, and we had a couple guys that aren't 100%. Some of the guys are a little, you know, they're not sick, but they've been sick, getting better. So we definitely at times tonight played on our heels instead of our toes, and they were kind of taking it to us. And I'll be very honest, we're lucky to survive, no doubt about it. We kind of executed how we wanted down the stretch. That probably would not have been good if they would have beaten us up the free throws Wyatt missed. He would have
right.
took that really hard because that's the guy you want at the line. I think
yep.
he went maybe 1-for-4 down the stretch.
Yep.
Could have put it away, but hey, that's okay. You know, we called timeout, and I hate to say it, that's exactly what we wanted
right.
there.
Yep.
We had to have somebody that could throw it, and I thought Grant could. He's supposed to be the quarterback or backup quarterback.
Yep.
And I told Hayden maybe sneak down and run the baseline and see if he runs him over, you know. And we kind of got into that late, and, I mean, Grant didn't really move, and he threw it, and our best leaper is probably Derek.
Right.
And we told Derek to start a little back, come to the half court, and I said, if you miss it. You know, try and get it to him. If you miss it, at least goes long, it hits here, then we go to
right.
overtime. But don't overthrow him by 10 feet. So that's why we put Tyson way back here.
Right.
So if you overthrow him, Tyson's there, you know, then at least
right.
we go to overtime where Tyson gets a look at it. But and we just told Wyatt to head towards the ball, and then as it goes, go. And I can't believe how well it worked. The old Valpo play, little
yeah.
Homer Drew
Bryce,
back in there.
Yeah, Bryce and Homer
and
Drew.
I actually thought, and it almost worked out too, because when Wyatt got it, I don't know what the time was, when Wyatt got it, Tyson's guy started leaving him. So I don't think there was enough time to bounce it for a layup, but we got it, and I can't believe it went in. I was like, well, at least, you know, worst case scenario, at least we're not going to overtime. Or, you know, at least we're going to overtime. Was, you know, they had a chance to make a three, but instead we fouled. And, yeah, you know, the boys played hard. It was just one of those nights we were stuck in mud, and I
right.
don't know how to describe it any more than that. There's a lot of things going to drive me bonkers that I should have helped them with, but, you know, give them credit. They made a lot of good plays.
What do you take away from this game? Because you had some other guys step up late as the postseason starts next week.
You know, nothing surprising. Like I said, we've got to get a little bit more of our big guys. Like I said, Tyson had a couple of shots at it in there. He goes and, you know, bangs the boards. He had a little bit of a tough match against. He probably played a few less minutes tonight than normal because they went a little smaller for a while, and we can only have one big guy chasing around, you know, so Devin usually does that. So, yeah, we got a lot of good minutes out of guys, you know. We had a bunch of bunnies. We needed to make those bunnies, you know,
yep.
make those bunnies. But You know, and there was a little stretch in there where they were out playing us. They were hustling us, and their little guard Schilling, what's he, about 5'6" or 8"
But he's quick.
He's getting rebounds. I'm like, he's finding his butt up. And I was like, fellas, they're just, we told them, we're just getting outworked. They're just outworking us, you know. And it's, I don't know, kids don't like to hear that, but we're trying to be really honest with them. But, you know, our effort was good. It's just like I said, we just couldn't get her going in overdrive. So, but, hey, we'll take the win.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, congrats on the win here tonight. Appreciate you joining us, and best luck coming up with the postseason next week. I'm sure we will see you somewhere down the road.
I believe we open with the Boca the way it sounds, the week from Monday. So, hey, appreciate the coverage. Thanks a lot. Yeah, my wife's out there. Don't forget about Johnny B's.
Okay? We won't. We thank
shameless,
them for all the sponsorships. Absolutely, yes. Head coach again.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Matt Wilkin again joining us. Just quickly, our Culver's player of the game, you got to go with Wyatt Regaler. I had him on officially 32 tonight. We'll get official stats up on the CB Sports Network on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. It was Peyton Chardin winning the girls game tonight, 38-30. Arweva wins the boys game tonight, 60-57 on a last second buzzer beater from Wyatt Regaler. This is Jeff Blankman saying thank you for listening to basketball coverage here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Have a great night, everybody.